Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. As we roll into hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features are totally free. So do enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. Now then, we had a call come in hour number one of the show. It was at the very end of the hour, and it was a pretty important question that I didn't want to address in a minute's time, so I said, hang off, we'll get to the question. In fact, Mark, you had an email that would have tied in perfectly with it, so let's launch into that right now.
Yeah, and it was only an hour ago, so here we go. This is from Metal Giant, and it's regarding eating animals and libertarian principles and how they fit together. It's written somewhat facetiously.
Okay.
It says, I've come to the realization now that I wish to reject my libertarian and vegetarian principles. I can see now that I've been wrong all this time. Animals are tasty, no doubt. They cannot defend themselves against me and or my ilk. So, shall they succumb to the natural way of things? The law of the jungle, if you like. I can do it, and I can get away with it, so why not? It's quite exciting to think that soon I'll be tucking into a big, juicy steak, a bacon sandwich, and all the other tasty delights that the food chain can offer. I mean, if the tables were turned, those creatures would eat me in a heartbeat, right?
They sure would.
But wait, why stop there?
Well, the ones that eat meat would, at least.
Well, you know, that pig will eat you, given the right circumstances. I love sex, so why not go about raping, too? Brilliant! I mean, if I can do it and get away with it, why the hell not then?
Wait, raping animals?
I think he's talking about raping humans.
Oh, okay.
Women would be my guess. I'm just taking a poke at it, though. I mean, there are people who do it.
Is that a pun?
It's not anything.
That was awful.
I mean, there are people who do it to me in a heartbeat under the same circumstances, so I'd be right to get in there first. It happens in nature, so it can't be all that bad, hmm? And humans are animals, too. Just as tasty. The long pigs, I believe some of the tribes of cannibals once called us. I fancy a bit of that, too. Maybe I'll start with children first, then move up to retards. Or just buy a balaclava and a big gun.
Baklava's food.
Baklava's food. Okay, I'm confused, because balaclava is also a place in, like, I don't know, Romania or something, where the Charge of the Light Brigade happened. Anyhow. A big gun and pick out who the hell I want. I mean, if it feels good, I can get away with doing it. It won't make my breath smell, so the decision's mine, yeah? Maybe I could really get into this business en masse and become a dictator or just a politician or government representative. Oppressing the masses is exactly what the little numpties deserve for not making my choices in life. I mean, who has the right to complain? Ian can just shut up, because I've got the desire, the rewards, the gangs of thugs to back me up, and there isn't a damn thing he can do about it, or should do about it. Oh, hang on. There's someone at the door. Oh, dear. What is this thing? It's a giant T3 Terminator robot come from the future. In one arm is some sort of knife or fork arrangement. His chest is embedded a minigun, and the other arm has some sort of vibrating, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, wait. Don't come any closer. I'm human. You can't do this to me. Let's talk. Can't we just get along and respect each other? It's wrong. I'll fight you. I'll resist. A T3? What is one of those things? I've never heard of them. If you're such a superior being, then why wouldn't you be behaving like one? Like such a beast. So that's his point. His point is that,
I guess, that he's saying an act of violence is an act of violence, whether it's enacted against an animal,
right,
or another human.
Yeah. And yeah, but what about broccoli? Just because you can't hear a head of broccoli scream when you cut it doesn't mean it doesn't scream.
That's a great point.
I did see a Channel 3, PBS special one time where they would actually show how plants reacted to flies being killed. And then apparently they had little needles that looked very convincing.
What do you mean?
Apparently,
like a fly that's around the plant?
Well, they actually had a fly in the other room, and the plant could tell the fly died.
Get out of here.
Look, I'm only saying what I saw, and it's been years since I saw it.
Right.
But it certainly looked like plants had some kind of nervous system reaction.
They have no
nervous system.
So what you're saying is that just because the plant doesn't have beady little eyes that can look up at you and look all innocent doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't have feelings too, right?
That's right. Plants have feelings.
So what do you do then?
Well,
what
you
do
have
you do
to eat.
Right.
you just don't overeat, and you just take what you need, and that's it, and you do it in the most humane way possible.
But I don't think that's going to satisfy these people, Wayne. I mean, they want to stop killing animals, and they think that animals have rights and all that sort of thing. What do you say to somebody that claims that animals should have rights?
I have to say, well, I don't see it that way. But I'd say, you know, if you think animals have rights, you should form your own organization. Maybe you want to educate the public. You can start a website. You can get information out there. If your idea has validity, the marketplace is going to validate you by getting donations and getting other members to your organization, and then you've got something. But if it's bogus, the marketplace is going to say, I don't think so. That dog don't hunt.
Now, I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused with Metal Giant here. I'm soft to his point. Now, let's say for a second, Wayne, I'll play the animal rights guy who says that because animals, you know, maybe animals can't claim rights in the same way I can, but they can certainly claim to want the right to life, if nothing else. They may not have the right to speech, but they do have the right to life. And apparently, I mean, if you listen outside my window at 6 a.m. in the morning, the birds have the right to speech, too, I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if an animal can claim that right to life, and it certainly wants to live, should we be taking it from that animal?
You know, I can't answer.
So
that.
Weird. I mean, not for the marketplace, but for you. I mean, when I say that, how does that leave you?
Well, have you ever shot an animal and eaten it, or
yes.
gone fishing and caught a fish and eaten it?
Yes.
Okay.
Never.
How do you feel when you do that?
Like I've really accomplished something.
There you go.
Do you feel good about it?
I did, and especially, you know, fish. Yes. Yes, I did.
I personally don't like the idea of killing animals. I don't like the idea of it. And
slaughtering animals is rough stuff, but fishing isn't quite that experience.
Johnson has called in and pointed out in the past that there is new technology that is going to be able to make it so you can grow meat in a lab
mm-hmm.
without having to involve animals. And so that's great. And I hope that develops, because then that'll just remove all of these people's objections. Hey, we're not killing animals anymore. We're growing the meat in labs. That would be wonderful. But, you know, I like where you're coming from, Wayne. Like, let's let the marketplace decide on this. If indeed it's a good idea to stop eating animals and stop killing animals for food and that sort of thing and products, then the marketplace will go in that direction. It seems to me that's not the case. It seems to me that animals can really benefit us as human beings from, you know, the product aspect, making, you know, very pretty things to put money in, like wallets and belts and things like that, to food to eat, and very tasty foods that most people around the world seem to enjoy quite a bit. You know, I don't think that's going to go away. I mean, the food chain is in existence. It's part of nature. You may not like it, but, I mean, would you try to get lions to stop killing zebras? I mean, come on.
Right.
It's
our nature.
It's a long step, I'll tell you, from regular libertarianism to this pro-animal libertarianism that Metal Giant discusses here. But it seems somewhat intuitive to me. It makes some sense to me. I'll tell you, it's a lot easier for me to forego, say, taking unemployment or forego any of the wonderful little things the carrots that the government hangs out in front of me, to the idea of respecting the right to life that perhaps my pork chop, as a matter of fact, there are spare ribs back at the house that I'm going to enjoy when I get home,
mm-hmm.
that my spare ribs might have wished that they had. Whenever I read his stuff, it resonates with me, and I feel bad, but man, I can't. It seems difficult to me to imagine life without eating.
You know, when I hear animal rights, I always think about experimentation on animals. You know, I think about people holding up signs, gerbil rights, you know, in front of some big corporate scientific lab where they might not need to do that, you know. And then you have all these animals that come out of these labs and they've got, you know, all these deformities because of experimentation on them. I think that's cruel, and I would never advocate that, because mm-hmm. I just think that you don't have to do that. But when it comes to eating, you know, it comes to the food chain, and let's just say you're out in the woods and there's the deer have just overrun the woods. There's times where it's appropriate to take some animals out.
I see what you're saying entirely, and you know, libertarianism, the philosophy of liberty, generally coincides with sort of human desires, what people want, self-gratification in a lot of ways. This goes completely contrary to what libertarianism is about. It's essentially opposite what... I mean, we have pointy teeth and eyes in front of our head for a reason.
Should animals have rights? 800-259-9231. Do they have rights?
It's terrible. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calyx for my heels.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. All the features for free. We've got the bulletin board system. Over 250,000 posts. That's over a quarter of a million posts for you to surf around through. 1,600 people interacting. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charge-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
So we're talking about the concept of animal rights. I personally don't think that animals have rights, because in a state of nature, they certainly don't respect the rights of the other animals that are around there. The lions aren't respecting the rights of the zebras. They, you know, zebras don't have a right to life when there are lions around and that sort of thing. And we've said here that many times on the show that an animal wouldn't hesitate to tear your guts out if it had the opportunity. But apparently some animals won't hesitate to rape you either, according to WFMY from Buffalo, New York. A disturbing and violent attack has left a toddler in serious condition at Women and Children's Hospital. Neighbors heard a mother screaming that her child was being raped. Lockport police received a 911 call from a frantic City of Lockport mother Sunday afternoon. She told the police that she left her two-year-old unattended for a short time, and after hearing the baby scream, she ran to see what was wrong. When she got in the room, she told the police the dog had sodomized the toddler. The mother screamed, scaring the dog, and it ran out of the house. One neighbor told the channel that she heard the mother screaming, "The dog is raping my baby!" Neighbors ran to help, but only one man was able to get the dog and child apart. The man says, "I tried to get the dog away from the baby, and the dog was already inside the baby." No. When the baby was finally free, he was visibly sick. Was rushed to the hospital where it underwent reconstructive surgery, the baby did. The dog is being held at the SPCA for evaluation. An annual animal behavioral specialist is scheduled to evaluate it. They say that the behavioral specialist says, most likely this is not a learned behavior. Dogs intact, not spayed or neutered, have a higher hormonal drive. She urges parents to never, ever leave their children alone with a dog.
Never leave your child alone with a dog?
So... Well, I mean, a young child like that, two-year-old in this case. So if the dog has rights, as these animal rights activists would like to claim, then doesn't that mean the dog also has a right to a fair trial by jury and, you know, a right to habeas corpus and, you know, right to privacy and all those other sorts of things? Of course not! It's a damn dog! We love them and everything, but they're just beasts, and they follow their instincts. They don't use logic. They are very instinctual, and if their instinct is to have sex with something, be it your toddler or your leg, they're going to do that. They don't care about social stigma or anything like that, and if their instinct is to tear apart your belly with their claws and nip at you, then they're going to do that and have no qualms about it. They won't care if you're screaming and yelling. So, really, how anyone could argue that animals have rights,
I don't know. One could make the argument that humans... to some extent, run on instinct. I mean, prison's full of people that rape and murder and do all the kinds of awful things that certainly our tribal ancestors managed to build empires upon. That doesn't mean that we, you know, should necessarily take every human that comes along and apply those principles to them and eat them or incarcerate them all or kill them, those kind of things. You know, if a person's logical, then they should have certain rights ascribed to them. But I think that the idea here is that if an animal can desire the right to live, that it would have the right to life. I don't know. I'm a bit torn on the subject.
Not if I'm hungry, it won't. I can tell you that. Because if a chicken all of a sudden decides it wants the right to life and I want a chicken sandwich, I think I'm going to win out on that one. You know, I'm sorry. That's the way it works. Humans are at the top of the food chain. And, you know, the emailer suggested, well, what if the Terminator comes in and starts exterminating humans and is, you know, just doesn't care about your objections and all of that? Well, I guess we'd have to deal with that bridge when we came to it, right? And if you're up against some alien species or alien race that has deemed itself to be better than humans and deemed itself to be better than mankind and likes, you know, human steak burgers, then we're going to have to figure something out. We're going to have a little conflict, I guess, and may the best... beast win in that particular case.
I got no answers.
I'll be back.
It confuses me.
So again, if you're somebody that thinks that animals have rights, would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Talk to Tim in Illinois. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
I work for a large utility company in the state of Illinois.
Okay.
And we had this little thing. Well, this is kind of me and a protest that I do on my own. Okay, there are two ways to get assistance for your bills. There's the government way, which is always where they give you way too much money. And then there is the charity way, which is the one that I always tell people about. I never tell anyone about the government program. And a little bit of information on that government program. Okay, you are eligible for it after July 1st. And after July 1st the next year, if you still have any of that money left, you can get a refund check for that amount.
So if you don't use up the entire amount, they'll cut you the rest of it in it. The government will cut you the rest of it in check form.
We have to cut them the rest of that. We issue that check.
The utility does. I see.
Correct.
Well, that's
it's normal.
But then again, I guess that's the, are you working for a government-approved monopoly?
Yes.
Of course.
Well, then that's the price you pay. I mean, that's the price the business pays for getting that monopoly status, is it's got to agree to all sorts of absurd regulations that it has to follow.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's the same thing with the cable system here in town. There's a public access channel here in Keene, New Hampshire, and the reason that exists is because of a franchise agreement that essentially says Time Warner is the only company that gets to offer cable services to the town of Keene. And one of the things they have to do in order to get that sweet little monopoly is offer this public access channel, which they wouldn't normally apparently be interested in doing.
Right, which you guys use the benefit of, though.
Sure, it's there. I'm going to utilize it. I think some people would have a problem with that. You know, you shouldn't take any sort of utilize anything that's connected to the government. Well, you know, I pay thousands of dollars in taxes, and this channel's going to be there whether I like it or not. I might as well put my programming on it instead of the socialist programming. And, the fact is, I think that the libertarian-oriented programming has been really the bulwark of the channel. I don't know if there are very many socialist programs on there.
And right, so that's
we've got that resource. We might as well use it while it's there. I'm even on the board of directors for it. You know, why
that's
not?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I had one more thing for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I called in yesterday about the cameras in my neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
Well, I did a little networking today, and I got an interview with the communications person for the city, as well as the mayor. So I'm going to interview them and ask them a couple of questions, and I just want to know what you guys thought I should ask. I had a couple of my own, but you guys had any good ones.
It's always difficult when we're told to ask certain questions on the spot like that.
On the spot, yeah. We'll hold you over, and then we'll think about it here in a moment. Hang on. Bring Tim back. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. If you've got a question and maybe a suggestion for Tim that he could ask these bureaucrats about the cameras they're going to be installing, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Politicians have polls and teachers have tests, both designed to diagnose. What do you have at your fingertips, actually closer to your toes, to help assess the condition of your car? When I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
True, they put the skid in skid marks, but tires have another role, too, as an informant on the condition of your car. Here's how to read their clues. Form a puddle on dry concrete. With tires inflated to recommended pressure, slowly drive through the water and continue for 100 feet. And there's the evidence. If tracks are denser in the middle, over inflation. On the sides, under. If the pattern shows scallops, suspension needs service. Bald spots, defective tire, or unbalanced wheel. Mystery solved. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free numbers. And that is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. Shrine of female listeners. We've got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop... In fact, Wayne, I think you mentioned before the show that it's now dropped to a very new low, right? Keeps dropping. Precious metals do rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. As we go back to Tim in Illinois. Now, Tim, you'd called in yesterday to tell us that the little town you live in Illinois has apparently applied for and received Homeland Security so-called grant money. Of course, it's taxpayer dollars, but
right.
they've got federal money coming in order to buy. Do you even know how many cameras they're proposing to put up around town?
No, I didn't get to read the article. I've been trying to track it down the past couple of days. But I guess it was quite a few because it's on all of the major roads, and there are five major roads that go through our town. And so there's going to be multiple cameras on each road, I guess.
Right. You said to us in the last segment that you've got some sort of an audience with, was it the mayor and one of the bureaucrats in town?
Correct. The communications administrator in town. And so I have an interview with the two of them together. On Friday afternoon.
And you were wondering what some questions were that you could possibly ask. And,
right.
You want to start slow. You certainly don't want to ambush them with anything hardcore up front because, I mean, they can end the interview at any time, right?
Right.
So you want to be friendly, I guess. And as far as, the tough questions, man, we were racking our brains during the break. It's tough to think them up.
Well,
but maybe, maybe ask the mayor how he'd feel about having a camera in his house.
Right.
But
then there's always the whole, well, it's not in your house, it's outside of your house. You'd be able to see inside, but it's not inside.
Ask him, you know, of course, he got the money. They got the money for the cameras, and that's all well and good and everything. Ask him how many extra cops we're going to have to hire in order to man these, or will man these cameras 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean,
that's a good one.
At the very least, you're going to have four police officers hired extra, and that is not Homeland Security. That's the people of your town are going to have to pay
right.
for that.
Right, and you had also said yesterday that the people of the town didn't have any sort of approval process here. They just went ahead and did it. So that may be a point that you might want to ask about is, well, why didn't you talk to any of us first? Or why wasn't this put up as a referendum or something like that? Not that I support right. the idea of majority rule, but they certainly like that concept. So you can try to corner them on that. That might be somewhere you could go. But again, you know, they're bureaucrats. They're going to hedge. They're going to hem. They're going to haw. They're going to try to not answer your question. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of responses
right.
you get.
And they don't think that you have any right to ask them any questions. They think that the reason you're doing this interview is to make them look good so they can get elected the next time around. You have, as far as they're concerned, you have no business asking them any questions about the decisions they make.
Well, I completely plan on making them look both like jackasses.
Good luck to you. I sincerely hope so.
Yeah, let us know how it goes. And maybe what you should do is open it up to a little bit more, to a wider audience, because a lot of people, you know, they listen to the podcast and that sort of thing. Maybe you should go to the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com and post the situation there and ask our BBSers for questions. I'm sure they'll come up with some good ones.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, guys. Tim. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the AMP line. Talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Quick question for you. What town does Tim live in?
I don't know. He's gone. Sorry about
okay.
that.
I think it was down by Kankakee. I think I remember that.
I thought he identified it as a small town, was how I thought he identified it.
That's all I remember.
Well, I live in a small town, too, but it's close to Chicago. So it's all kinds of, you know, the population of my town is only 23,000. But it's next to a town that has over 100,000 in it. So, anyway, you were talking about animal rights earlier. And I just got done. There was a wasp nest under my porch, and one of the wasps stung my daughter. So I just got done killing them all.
Ooh, hell yeah. Insect rights. If animals have rights, aren't insects? I mean, shouldn't they have rights, too?
They certainly don't have a right to sting my daughter's finger. And
well, maybe you should have taken that wasp into a court trial and brought in some evidence to the jury before you exterminated it. Didn't you think that you could have hit the wrong wasp with that wasp spray?
Well, I hit them all. I just killed them all.
Indiscriminate killing.
It was very indiscriminate. And I used chemical weapons. I used one of those cans of spray that shot like 20 feet, and I just totally obliterated them. And then one of those peckers, I'm sorry, can I say that? One of those guys had the gall to land on me and try to sting me.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah, but I got him off. He didn't get me stung. So
war at that point.
That's a great example. Matt, did you have any other thoughts?
No.
Thanks for
calling. I just wanted to tell that story.
Really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think all of the animal rights activists, there's a line they draw at a certain point, right? I mean, some of them, they like the idea of protecting the cute little animals, right? Dogs and cats and rats and that sort of thing.
Charismatic megafauna is
right.
what the terminology is.
And
tigers and moose and things like right. that out in the wild.
But what about the ones that don't have the cuteness? What about the insects?
Right. You know, you're all worried about saving whales, but what about the plankton?
That's a great point. 800-259-9231.
Every whale you kill today, millions and millions of plankton get to live till tomorrow.
I mean, guys, we're on in California this hour, and no one has called in to defend these so-called animal rights.
I don't know what's up.
Huh?
Well, what's you're assuming everyone in California is some kind of weed smoking hippie?
I didn't say everyone was.
No.
And weed smokers are not necessarily believers in animal rights.
Yeah.
I've smoked plenty of weed.
I'm in California, they're too busy working to pay their mortgages.
Let's go to Richie in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richie.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to bring up, I live in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and Ron Paul's going to be here Saturday.
Oh, excellent. Wow, good.
This Saturday, and I got to thinking, a lot of people, we've only had, for the luncheon we're going to have, we only have 225 confirmed right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people may not know that you have to leave your RSVP for this luncheon.
Okay.
And they need to call Alice at 864.
I don't know. We don't really have South Carolina affiliates, so there's really no point in giving a phone number out because we got people all over the country that it's just not going to be worth it to
them. You got some South Carolina listeners, though, listens to the podcast.
We certainly do have some.
Yeah, what you should do is maybe post it over on our bulletin board system. That way people can, because when you give a number out over the radio, it's just...
People don't have pens in their hands.
Right.
They don't memorize it.
Okay.
It just doesn't work. But either way, the event's going to be a success. I mean, you've got 200-something people there already.
And we're going to leave Spartanburg, and it's going to Greenville, South Carolina, and it's going to be pretty big, I'm sure.
Awesome. And everybody knows what a party town Greenville is.
You know, I put Ron Paul bumper stickers on both of my cars, and I'm getting a lot of positive interactions with people because of it.
That's good to know.
Yeah, people are approaching me and saying, hey, I like that bumper sticker, and I carry extra ones with me to give them out to people when they approach me. And even people who you consider liberals are saying, yeah, I like what this guy has to say, and I'm studying his positions more, and I'm going on the website and reading his speeches, and the more I hear about him, the more he intrigues me.
Right. Well, it doesn't take long for people to figure out that he's actually consistent.
Yes.
On the issues,
Even if you disagree with him on certain things, you know you can trust him.
Richie, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, and good luck there in South Carolina. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Jack, listening on KSCO in California. Hey, Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, I'm a liberal. No.
Congratulations.
All right.
Yeah. I'm like pretty extreme liberal, you know.
What does that mean? What is an extreme liberal?
Well, I probably hold opinions that many people would probably consider reactionary conservative opinions. That's how liberal I am.
What do you mean? Give me an example.
Well, our present situation in Iraq, to me, to my way of thinking, and I like to think that I have the best interest of humanity at heart, I feel that the situation as it is right now is just optimal.
You are a war-supporting liberal?
Yeah. I mean, I don't support a war in general. You know, I mean, I'm talking about what things are now.
I would like for you to explain that a little bit more, if you can. Hang on. We'll bring you back, give you a chance to explain that. He likes what's going on now in Iraq.
And he's liberal.
And he's a liberal.
Mm.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll explore.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedic Report here in Genesis 2 to 4 p.m. right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, N-U-T-R-I-D-I-N-E, provides the most powerful organic iodine test activated and monatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus and your clarity of being. We also want to introduce Living Streams Probiotic, the first second-generation probiotic on the Earth. It removes stealth pathogens or organisms that can cause disease, viruses, bacteria, parasites, Lyme, fungi, and candida throughout your body. Eliminate stealth pathogens in order at NutriMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Call us to place an order by phone at 888-212-8871, that's 888-212-8871, and we are here for you Monday to Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Take care and get protected.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features there are totally free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to get the shopping done, get the products that you need for life, and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. Because anything you buy through Amazon, whether it be a new or one of their used items, it's all a percentage of all of those sales goes to Free Talk Live. If you enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and back to Jack, listening on KSCO out in California. Jack, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you described yourself as a liberal, but then proceeded to tell us that you are a liberal who's in favor of what's going on in Iraq. Is that correct? And if so, why?
That is correct. Yeah, I had exactly the opposite opinion on it until, you know, just a few weeks ago. And I happened to see this documentary called Crude Awakening. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Crude Awakening.
It was about the reality of the oil situation in the world today, okay?
Okay.
And it seemed pretty darn aesthetic. And I started to think about everything, and I thought, man, you know, if I could just have things the way I wanted them right now, disregarding all politics, you know what I mean? Because I can't take into consideration the disinformation, et cetera, coming out of Washington, okay? But just the physical aspect of what's going on, if I could arrange it to be to my personal maximum benefit and that of the Western democracies, it would be what it is now. I would
How
not
so?
Want a stable democracy in Iraq. I would
you
want
you want that, a stable democracy in Iraq?
No.
Okay.
I would not want a strong, stable democracy in Iraq. I would want it to be just like it is now. The only difference I might make is I might pull our troops back from doing any kind of neighborhood patrol things, put them into green zones, you know, like highly protected by overhead, you know.
Now,
by the bubble overhead by the aircraft.
It sounds to me like what you're willing to do is use violence to destabilize Iraq in order to have benefits here in the United States financially. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think you're making a bunch of moral judgments there, and I'm just going by the way.
Like, yes, I think using military men to kill people for your whims is a fair moral judgment, sir.
Well, you know what I mean? This is what I'm saying. I'm trying
to take... Yes, we know exactly what you mean.
Right.
You
sound
violence.
Like a petty dictator.
No, what I think is what's the best for humanity overall?
You don't know what the best thing is for humanity.
I know.
You're some jerky California.
Nobody really does, but everybody has to make up their own decisions, because if you don't...
No, they don't. You do
not have to
make up your decision as to whether or not you kill people in foreign countries for your benefit.
Well, no, wait a minute.
I mean, what if I felt like there was a perceived benefit for shooting you? Should I be able to do such a thing?
Let me ask you this. Do you think that...
nice dodge.
Do you think that if we pulled our troops out right now that would be a good thing to happen?
Yes, absolutely. I want every American troop on anything smoking back to the United States.
Yeah. Well, I think that if that happened, if the United States and the Western democracies in general just abnegated their position of responsibility as things
are. No responsibility.
How did this position of responsibility get created?
What you would be facing in a few years would be like $25 to $30 a gallon for your gasoline.
If that's what oil costs, if that's what those people want to sell their oil at, that's fine. Are you just going to continue talking?
Yes,
I'll let you go.
Realize how anomalous this position of civilization is in human history.
Hold on.
It's all due to the use of oil.
See, Mark, he's much smarter than you.
I understand the issues of oil that you're talking about. Shut up! Now listen, if you have something of value that you wish to sell, you get to put the price on it. If I feel I want to buy that thing, no matter what price you put on it, that is my right. I'm able to do business with you. If you want to put the price too high, I can choose not to buy it. That's how the free market works. I don't get to pull out a gun, bam, shoot you in the head and take it because I want it. You sick, violent freak.
No, yeah, I'm not violent at all.
Yes, you are. You're using the military to take over the Middle East. You said if you could,
you're wrong about that. Do you understand that to perpetuate the situation as it has been historically for mankind is only a losing game?
What is that gobbledygook?
You're talking about
it's only a losing game.
Here.
It's a situation where we have too many self-destructive tendencies.
Where's we? What are you talking about perpetuating?
I'm talking about the
situation?
World, my friend. I'm talking about historical
perspective. See, I am absolutely not your friend, you murdering sick freak.
See, Mark, calm down, Mark. You have to understand, Jack knows everyone in the whole world.
Right.
He's had the opportunity.
This guy who wrote this movie, he's really smart, and he says it's okay to kill brown Arab people for oil.
No, nobody said that.
Yes, you did.
No, listen.
Yeah, I did.
You don't have a perspective, my friend. You're not educated.
I need a perspective to kill
people. That's right.
Let me give you a perspective
this
here.
This cannot go on the way it is.
Okay, but let me give you a perspective. How much right now are you paying for gasoline per gallon?
$3.40.
Okay, $3.40. How much, if you add on the $1 trillion a year that we're spending to protect oil in the Middle East, how much are you really paying in your tax dollars for that oil?
Not that much more.
A lot more.
Hold on. $1 trillion a year, assumably, comes out of 300 million people. That's assuming that every man, woman, child pays taxes. You're still talking about, $3 per person, I guess. Is that $3 per person? $300 per person.
It is a trade-off situation. You're right. In the past,
the United States did not
own the oil in the ground. You know what I mean? Even though the United States produced more oil than any other country up until the 70s, we didn't own the oil. I mean, the people didn't. It was oil companies who owned it.
Well,
but we all benefited from lower prices.
Right, and you're saying
that's a completely erroneous statement. The oil was owned by the people that had the mineral rights to that land, and they either bought or sold those mineral rights.
Own it, okay? The public did not own it. Why the hell should
the public own it?
But
does the public own the land?
You benefited from it nonetheless because of the low price of oil.
What?
Just as you are presently benefiting from the low price of oil, even though we get most of our oil from Canada and Mexico, it's all like one big pot. So if the oil disappeared out of Saudi Arabia, the price for you would go up. You do understand that, right?
I do. I absolutely.
Okay, well,
I get supply and demand.
But you've got to understand the difference here, and Jack, we're short on time, but the difference here is that the difference between you and I, Jack, is that you like the idea of using government force to ensure that you have a nice low price at the gas pump, which of course...
Not me personally. I use my bike most of the time. I put about $20 worth of gas in my car.
But you're telling me, that's fine, that's great, but you're telling me that it's fine with you, all of the violence that's going on over in the Middle East, because it's good for the rest of the world. And I'm telling you, sir, that I am not interested in being a part of that. I'm not interested in being privy to it. And so here's my question for you, Jack. My question is, since I have decided that I am no longer going to be a part of this, I'm not going to fund it, I'm not going to pay taxes to the federal government in order to fund their violence around the world, my question for you is, what should happen to me?
Well, you really don't have that choice, do you?
No, I don't pay taxes.
Pardon?
I don't pay those taxes. So I have taken that choice. I own my own business, so I don't have to do those silly things. So what should happen to me, sir?
You don't pay taxes?
I pay local taxes here in Keene, New Hampshire. I pay those taxes, but I do not pay federal government taxes. What should happen to me, sir?
Well, if that's legal for you not to pay taxes, more power to you.
Oh, I don't know if it's legal or not. I could care less if it's legal or not. I don't pay them.
If somebody cares enough, obviously, then you're going to care too.
You didn't answer my question. What should happen to me, sir?
What should?
Yeah, what should happen to me?
I'm not familiar with those particular laws.
In your perfect little world. I don't care if you're not familiar with the laws. In your perfect world where you think it's okay to go and initiate force around the world for whatever reason you think it's okay for, what should happen to someone that isn't interested in funding that violence?
Do you want a future for humanity?
Can you answer my question or not?
Continually just more of the same.
You're pathetic, Jack.
Jack, you're not talking about a future for humanity. You're talking about the future designed by politicians. You're assuming that the people that are going to institute whatever policy it is that you think is right are going to have humanity's interests at heart, and they absolutely don't. They have the military-industrial complex.
No, they absolutely have the.
Why don't you admit it, Jack? You want to lock me up in a jail cell and throw away the key? Come on. Why don't you just admit it? Why can't you answer the question instead of being so cowardly? You're pathetic, dude.
No,
I'll give you one last chance. What should happen to me, Jack?
Or not? You don't understand. I don't care about that.
Who's going to fund this military that's going to do all these great things in the Middle East while killing Middle Easterners?
Yeah, what if more people start being like me, Jack, and saying screw off to the feds and stop paying taxes?
Well,
what then?
Actually, my opinion on that is if we're going to be a republic, we ought to do it right, and we ought to be more similar where, like, senators would, you know, take off a certain amount of divisions of an army themselves personally.
All right. Thanks for your vision. We don't have any more time for you. See, here's the problem. People like Jack. People, there are way too many people that think the way that Jack does. They've got the solution. All the senators should have their own armies, and they should organize it this way, and all these people want to get in charge of you and want to get you to fund their grand schemes for doing whatever
right.
the hell they want to do.
The one thing that every one of these people that has a political plan have in common is that they need you coercively to be on their side, and they're willing to use guns, police, military people, whatever it takes. Nuclear weapons.
It's a sickness.
Whatever it takes to get you to do what they
we'll
want you to do.
We'll be back tomorrow. See ya.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why